here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.
Waters of March, Action for Rivers in the Philippines, a podcast by Friends of the Earth Asia Pacific and Real World Radio.
Today is the International Day of Action for Rivers, and we put a spotlight on the Philippines, where last February 15, 300 indigenous Dumaga Tremontado people embark on an Alay Lakad, a protest pilgrimage where they walk 150 kilometers from the province of Quezon to the President's Malacañang Palace in Metro Manila, Philippines, to protest the railroading of the Kaliwa Dam. Tatay Venus, one of the marchers, had this to say.
Ang naranasan ko sa...
What I experienced in 7 days of walking is extreme pain in my legs, my feet, and extreme fatigue in these 7 days of walking. But I ignored the pain and fatigue. I carried on with marching through those 7 days just to be able to register our appeal before those who are accountable.
We ask Leon Dulce, Campaign Support and Linkages Coordinator of the Legal Rights and Natural Resources Center, the Philippine Chapter of Friends of the Earth, to get us up to the speed on the Kaliwa Dam and the broader water situation in the Philippines.
The Kaliwa Dam is a part of a controversial proposed dam complex since the 1970s under the deposed dictator Ferdinand Marcos. He is the late father of current President Bongbong Marcos in the Philippines. The current iteration will submerge almost 300 hectares of forest ecosystems, will displace 5,000 indigenous Dumaga Tremontados, and heighten flood risks for an additional 100,000 residents further downstream. The dam complex has been repeatedly pushed back by the resistance of the Dumaga Tremontados together with various social movements over the past 5 decades, with the latest attempt to revive the project having reached its furthest progression, with access roads currently being constructed and environmental permits and free prior and informed consent being railroaded. A multi-million dollar loan from the China Exim Bank under the Belt and Road Initiative drives the development with onerous provisions that endangers the Philippines' sovereign assets as collateral should the Philippines fail to successfully implement the project. The Kaliwa Dam is just one of at least 256 national irrigation system infrastructure and 424 hydropower projects operating or in development currently in the Philippines. With records scattered across the water, power, irrigation, and environment agencies, it is actually difficult to gauge the cumulative scale and impact of all of these projects. So while the Philippine government touts these as renewable energy and food and water security solutions, these projects have adverse environment and human rights impacts under its present policy regime anchored on aggressive infrastructure expansionism. So we found in our research that at least 12 large-scale dam or hydropower projects deemed as environmentally critical projects that also have already been issued environmental compliance certificates are situated within or in proximity to indigenous territories. It is estimated that almost 50,000 hectares of watershed areas will be affected by the land displacement and flooding that these projects will cause. We further revealed that from 2019 to 2021, 43% or almost half of the monitored killings of land and environmental defenders in the Philippines were linked to these massive water grabs. The Philippines has 421 principal rivers spread across 119 proclaimed watersheds. That's how important water is for the Filipino people. Aside from providing water to drink for 110 million Filipinos, these are also the source of irrigation for almost 1 million hectares of agricultural lands across the nation. And also hydropower comprises 10%, a significant percentage of the current power mix. The emphasis on expansion of large-scale dam and hydropower infrastructure by the current government can provide quick benefits for water distribution and power generation, but it greatly disrupts the health of watershed ecosystems and induces massive displacement of resource-dependent communities who themselves have long served as stewards of our watersheds.
Clearly, water is life for the Filipino people, and the corporate capture of water is disaster for millions. As the Alay Lakad arrive outside Malacanang Palace after a grueling 9-day march, Gloria, a Dumaga Tremontado woman marcher, reiterated their demands.
We want to tell the government that we do not agree with the dam. Because if we agree to it, it affects our livelihood, our only source of livelihood, and what pays for the education of our children is only our lands in Baikuran village. It also affects our river. If our river is dammed up, it affects our daily subsistence.
Leon echoed the Dumaga Tremontado people's calls for action.
The Philippines calls for the stoppage of the Kaliwa Dam and other dam and hydropower projects encroached in various indigenous territories across the Philippines. Instead, there are various other technological and management measures that are clean and democratic alternatives, such as community-based micro-hydropower, small water impounding, rehabilitation of existing water infrastructure, and watershed restoration, to name a few. Strategically, comprehensive and transformative water plans should be formed at the territorial and watershed level, anchored on the rights of indigenous peoples and local communities and the carrying capacities of the watershed, to ensure that water is genuinely for the people and for our planet.
You listen to Waters of March, Action for Rivers in the Philippines, a podcast by Friends of the Earth Asia Pacific and Real World Radio.